Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about bugs. I was working at my desk upstairs in my office the other night. My light was on, the window was open to the mild night air, and I was being distracted from my writing by two June bugs who kept trying to get in through the screen. And I got to thinking about bugs, that vast population of beings with whom we share the earth. Ants, beetles, wasps, moths, and any number of other bugs that we can't even name. Bugs have lived on this earth for hundreds of millions of years, much, much longer than humans. And having prospered this long, they have acquired great wisdom about how to live on the earth. Our ancestors recognized bug wisdom, and they venerated many of these creatures as totem animals, divine spirits, and powerful allies. So I have resolved to pay more attention to bugs. Bugs, or insects, are the most plentiful group of animal life on the planet. There are over 800,000 species of insects, and these are just the ones we know about. And a third to a half of these we don't even know the names for yet. After all, the scientific study of insects, entomology, only began in the 19th century. That is not to say our ancestors were ignorant about insects. From ancient times, they recognized that insects do many of the same things that humans do, only with much greater efficiency and much more collaboration regarding the needs of the entire community. Insects have evolved many strategies for being successful. Their antennae are dynamic sensory organs, helping them feel, smell, taste, detect temperature, and to communicate. Although insects do not have voices like ours, at least voices that we can recognize, they have a communication technique called stridulating, rubbing one body part against another. This technique is used to find mates, frighten predators, and communicate other information of whose content we can only speculate. Most spectacular is their ability to metamorphose, to shapeshift from one form into another during their individual lifetimes. They fly, crawl, burrow. They protect themselves with exoskeleton armor, camouflage, and stinging. And they eat everything. Our ancestors saw insects as mystically powerful and possessing magical energies. Ants were revered almost universally as symbols of industry, thrift, and community cohesiveness. Even the Hebrew Bible advised people to, quote, go to the ant, consider her ways, and be wise, unquote. The comings and goings of ants above and below ground put ants in touch with both the upper and the lower worlds. And people even did divination based on the movements of ants. The bee is perhaps the most universally symbolic insect. From very early times, people paid close attention to bees' behavior, partly because bees were actually the first domesticated insect, kept in hives for their honey. People equated the queen bee of the hive with their own mother goddess. And the bee's cooperative culture mirrored the ideals of human society. Many goddesses were called queen bees, including Demeter, Diana, and Artemis, and even the Hebrew name Deborah meant queen bee. In today's world, we generally have an adversarial relationship with bugs. But what we are slowly beginning to understand is just how constructively and harmoniously insects contribute to our ecosystem. Humans are also part of the ecosystem. But alas, much of our presence seems to be intrusive and destructive. And so I resolve to become more aware, more knowledgeable, more curious, and more admiring of the nation of insects, and to seek ways to contribute beneficially, like the bugs, to our great and good ecosystem. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.